Is the galaxy rotating? Every object we know of in the solar system is rotating, from the sun to the asteroids, though some objects rotate more rapidly than others. This gives us the notion that other stars must also be rotating, and that, in fact, even the entire galaxy is rotating. But how can we tell if this is so? Once astronomers were able to work out the true motion in three dimensions of a number of stars, it became possible to see that the stars were not moving in different directions randomly. In 1904, for instance, the Dutch astronomer Jacobus Cornelius Kapteyn found that a number of stars in the Big Dipper and elsewhere in the sky, too, were all moving in the same direction, more or less. He found, in fact, that there were two streams of stars, one moving with the stars of the Big Dipper and another moving in the opposite direction. In 1927, J.H. Oort, who later advanced the theory of a distant cloud of comets, interpreted the existence of the two star streams in the following way. The stars of the galaxy are all revolving about the galactic center. Those nearer the center than our sun are moving faster than the sun and are gaining on us, so that they all seem to be moving in one direction past us, with some, of course, moving more slowly than others. Stars farther from the center than the sun are moving more slowly, and the sun gains on them, so that they seem to be moving in the opposite direction from those that are nearer the center. So if all the stars are moving in the same direction, some faster, some slower, about the galactic center, it's fair to say that the galaxy is rotating. This rotation gives rise to an important conclusion. Astronomers have reason to believe that stars are closer together and exist in greater and greater thickness as we approach the center of the galaxy. In fact, it seems likely that 90% of all the mass of the galaxy is to be found in a comparatively small volume at the center. The stars outside the center circle that central mass, much as the planets of the solar system circle the sun. Oort, in determining that the galaxy rotated, showed that the sun revolved about the center of the galaxy once in about 230 million years. From this period of revolution, and from the distance of the sun from the center, it is possible to calculate the mass of the central conglomeration of stars. It turns out that the mass of the galaxy, or at least of the stars that make it up, is about 100 billion times that of the sun, which does not mean that there are 100 billion stars in the galaxy, for the sun is not a representative star. Probably three-quarters of the stars in the galaxy are red dwarfs, and fully 90% are less massive than the sun. If the average star has half the mass of the sun, there might be approximately 200 billion stars in the galaxy.